and Vernon Lefty Gomez for the Yankees. The Yankees call Mr. Gomez Goofy, and he likes it. The Cubs players refer to Mr. Dean as Old Beers, and he likes it. Those two fellows are popular with their own mates. They're both idolized by the fans. Gomez by the fans of New York, and Dean by the fans of Chicago. When Gomez steps out on the mound in a few minutes, he's going to have an ambition there to tie one World Series record and to establish a new one. In his career so far, Lefty Grove has pitched five and won five games in the Big Fall Classic. He was with the Yanks in the series of 32, and he pitched and won one game. And in 1936, he pitched and won two games, and last year he pitched and won two. The record for winning World Series games in six, and it's held jointly by Chief Bender of the old-time Athletics and by Wade Hoyt of the Yankees of some 12 to 15 years ago, when they first began to assert themselves as a great power team. No other pitchers in the history of the big series have won six games, but Gomez would tie that record if he should win today. And then he has a chance to set a new record for the fall show if he should win, because his standing as a World Series pitcher would then be the highest percentage of them, because by winning today, he would make it still stronger. Make it a new record, because if he wins, he will have gained six World Series records and will not have lost a game. His record would be 6-1 and nothing lost then. The other boys, Bender and Hoyt, who have tapped up six victories, have been charged at least with one defeat apiece. Now, Dizzy Dean's World Series experience until this year has been limited to one fall classic, that of 1934, when he was with the Cardinals and they played the Detroit Tigers. But Dizzy was the outstanding figure of that series and was on the mound in the seventh and deciding game when the Cards beat the Tigers and won the World's Championship. And that, by the way, is the last time that the National League was victorious in the Classic. And old Diz was credited with two victories in that series. And there are fans today in Chicago and in St. Louis and in many other cities who believe that Dizzy is the man who has about just what it takes to beat the Yankees. Of course, we're going to be able to tell you more about that in a couple of hours from now. Right now, we have the park filling up. Actually, hundreds of fans are milling around and being handled very nicely, as we told you yesterday, by Andy Frame Dushers, who point out the seats and then reach for the next set of tickets. Practically everyone in the park is doing today what they did yesterday. They're standing up in the lower deck. In the upper deck, most of them are seated because they simply have to sit there and look down and see what's going on in the field. The Yankees at the present time are taking their fielding practice. Of course, later on, John Harrington is going to tell you what's going on as far as lineups and things of that sort are concerned. The wind today is not blowing from the north as it did yesterday. It's blowing from the north and east. That means that a ball hit toward center field will be blown back toward second base. A ball hit toward right field will be blown over toward the right field line. A ball hit toward left field with any sort of a carry on it should come back toward third base. It's a wind blowing in from the northeast off the lake. The temperature is around something like 52, according to the last we heard. We're not interested in the temperature as we are in seeing two teams get hot. Dizzy Dean is warming up for the Cubs, and Lefty Gomez, a left-hander, is warming up for the team known as the Yankees, the Bone Crushers from New York. Throws are being made in from the outfield down toward the home plate for the outfielders who have been out there in this fielding practice, and now we're having that fielding practice too, making the throw. Selzer is just making one throw down toward the home plate now, and instead of throwing the ball in full distance like a lot of people do, he's a smart baseball player, and he throws the ball in on a hop. The ball gets down to home plate or any other plate faster if you shoot it on a hop. There was a very bad throw just made by DiMaggio, the ball coming off to the left of the plate. That's why he's out there practicing, to get his eye. This time he makes the peg with the wind back at him, and the ball comes a lot closer. No bounce to it, though, but right straight into the plate. They're shooting another one to him to drive him off to the left a little bit. He mixes the ball and finally picks it up to make his peg toward home plate. The colors are being assembled, and there seems to be a march starting on out in center field with the same band of American Legionnaires that was here yesterday. Of course, there will not be any seats so far as I know. That's simply my guess, because it's my understanding that all the grandstand seats and the other seats, the box seats, were sold out. If anybody can go out there and find themselves a spot in the grandstand, they're a better man than I am. Because they're going to have to get up there and wedge themselves in with a shoehorn. Now, it's the same kind of an overcast day it was yesterday, with the exception of the fact that the clouds seem to be more solidly banked
And are not the Pat Scuttling clouds that were there yesterday coming in from the north and west. The wind, as I told you, is off the lake, coming in from the north and east, from the scoreboard right down toward center field, and then over second base toward home plate. The clouds are a little lighter, and there seems to be a little more light out here than there was yesterday. Now, when Manager Hartlett announced last night that Dean was going to be the pitcher today, there wasn't a bit of nervousness on the part of his. Instead, we understand that a great big grin came over his face. He was happy about it. He's that kind of a fellow. He has the competitive spirit. And Dizzy is the kind of a fellow who says, give me that ball. He's the kind of a man who thinks he may be knocked out in the first inning or he might go out and pitch a 9-inning shutout. But whatever happens, you can bet old Diz will give everything that he has. Dean's record for the year, interrupted by long spells, is 7 games won and 1 game lost against 18 victories and 12 defeats for Gomez. The umpires for today's game are Coles of the American League at the plate, Sears of the National League at first, Hubbard of the American League at second, and Moran of the National League over at third base. Now, we understand that the outbreak of temperament displayed by Lou Gehrig in the 8th inning of that first game yesterday was quite a big surprise to everyone who knows him, because he is not given to making demonstrations against umpires' decisions, such as he staged in that instance when he seemed just on the verge of taking a swing at somebody. Gehrig's mates explained that Lou must have been firmly convinced in his own mind that he was right, or he never would have acted that way. The thing was, the count was 3-2 on him. He started to swing at the next pitch, but saw that it was a low hook, and he pulled back the swing and got what he thought was a base on balls. But instantly, Gabby Hartman whirled, and umpire Moran yelled, foul tip, just as Gabby caught the ball, and he yelled, strike three. Now, Moran agreed with Hartman that it was a foul tip, and he called strike three on Gehrig, who by that time was jogging on his way down to first base. The minute Gehrig turned his back and started toward first, umpire Moran had his hands up in the air, and his fingers stuck out, three of them in the right hand, but he did not call until Gehrig had gone down probably 5 or 6 feet toward first. Of course, Gehrig's protest was useless because he was protesting on a decision that involved an umpire's judgment. There was no use in protesting in a case of that sort. The photographers have been down on the field literally by the hundreds today. We understand yesterday that at one time there were 60 or 70 of them down there. But in some way, apparently, some of these boys who are candid camera fiends have gone down there and sort of wiggled out of the field and commenced to take pictures all over the place. They're thinning out now, so there are probably not more than 25 or 30 of them down there. Most of them at the present time are taking pictures of Dizzy Dean as he warms up, and the others were for a while taking pictures over near the first base dugout where Gomez is warming up. There will never be any kick from either team as to white shirts in the background out there in the center field bleachers. That's the one thing that the home team and the visiting teams howled about this year, was the fact that it was pretty tough to try to see that ball coming from an overhand pitch if the pitcher was more than 4 feet high because of the white shirts out there for the background. But today, with the temperature down where it is, everybody has on either a coat or a top coat or a sweater of some kind. And as far as that's concerned, if there were white shirts out there, it'd be just the same for the home team as it would for the visiting team, and vice versa. And while we're speaking of ifs, there are a lot of ifs in baseball. And, of course, there were a lot of ifs yesterday. A lot of people said last night, as we talked to them in the drugstore in our building, if such and such a thing had happened, the Cubs would have won. Well, the main point I told them is that if the Cubs had got more runs than the Yankees, they would have won. There were a lot of ifs in the ball game, but that is what is known as second-guessing. And we don't do any second-guessing out of this booth. You can if all you want to, but there's no sense in it because the ball game is in the records as a Yankee win. The only thing to do is to say that if the Cubs get more runs today, they'll win. And that's the first guess. It's not a second guess. It's very easy to tell what you would have done. Uh-oh, the ball just thrown back now by Jimmy O'Bey, hit Dizzy Dean on his gloved hand, and he yanked the glove off quickly and looked at his finger. One of his fingers in the left hand apparently was injured a little bit, but he's right back in there warming up and is not paying any attention to it. The band has swung into formation, flags in front, the band facing toward the north and east, near the flagpole, just in front of the center field bleachers. But out there, we see the boys are getting ready for the flag-raising ceremony, which will be held, of course, in just a few moments before the ball game starts. The umpires have come out of the first base dugout and are down there in the Yankee dugout, each of them stopping to take a drink of water out of a little water fountain that's down in the corner. Here come the umpires out on the field, and when the umpires come up, that means that it isn't going to be very long before the official lineups will be handed in. And if the Poisers start playing ball. And as long as the umpires are going to find out who's playing in this ball game, I think it's only right that you should find out who's playing in this ball game too. And you will in just a moment. But first, I'd like to say that this broadcast of the World Series game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Yankees is coming to you from Wrigley Field, Chicago. We pause for station identification. The national anthem is being played, ladies and gentlemen. We pause for that. Ladies and gentlemen, the proceedings will be taken over for the lineups in the ball game by John Herring. Take it, John.
Thank you very much, and ladies and gentlemen, let me announce at this time that Pat Flanagan and I will share this microphone to bring you the play-by-play broadcast of today's game from out here at Wrigley Field, the home of the Cubs in Chicago, the second game of the 1938 World Series. Here are the lineups for today. By the New York Yankees, Crossetti at shortstop, Ralph at third base, Henrich in right field, DiMaggio in center field, Gehrig at first base, Dickey the catcher, Selkirk in left field, Gordon at second base, and Gomez the pitcher. Well, the Chicago Cubs, we have a bit of a changed lineup here, although at the start it's exactly the same as it was yesterday. Hack is the leadoff man, the third baseman, Herman at second base, Demery, who played in left, is over in right field, Marty is in center field, he was not in the game yesterday, Reynolds is in left field, he played in center yesterday, Hartnett is the catcher, Collins at first base, Jurgis at shortstop, and Dean at the pitcher. Lou Gehrig has turned in the lineups for the New York Yankees. Billy Herman has turned them in for the Chicago Cubs. The groundkeepers are practically finished with the infield. They've got it down smooth, so there isn't even a pebble showing any place, and it looks just exactly like the top of the billiard table, and the color is just a little bit different. The color being a dusty red out here at Wrigley Field. Incidentally, it's an interesting story, the way they get the red color, which goes along with the color scheme of the ballpark. Those red cinders are, the red color in the infield is derived because of red cinders which are ground and pulverized. So they're just as fine as dust. They mix with the dirt in the infield and they give that red effect to the infield. It gives an even better position for a ball which is bouncing to an infield. Let me give you the results of yesterday's game as far as the averages, the batting averages of the balls are concerned. Well, I've got to come up in this game today. Crossetti, the first man up for the Yankees, batted 250 in the first game of the 1938 World Series, which was, as you know, played yesterday afternoon, and which the New York Yankees won by a score of 3-1. Batting orders are being given out here now from the field officially. We've already given them to you. The ball players are going out there. The Cubs are taking the playing field with Hank at third, Jurgis at short, Herman at second, Collins at first, Hartnett as the catcher. Dizzy Dean is going to be the pitcher in the second game with Reynolds in left field, Marty in front of Emery in right. Ralph, the second man in the lineup for the Yankees, batted 200 in yesterday's game. That's his batting average thus far for the 1938 World Series. Henrich batted 500. DiMaggio had no hits. He has a batting average of absolutely nothing. Gehrig batted 333. Bill Dickey batted 1,000. Selkirk 250 and Gordon 500. Gomez, who is pitching in the game today for the New York Yankees, is 118 and lost 12, while Dizzy Dean is 17 and lost 1. Max batting average in the World Series, the first game of the World Series of 38, was 750. Herman, 250. Demery, nothing. Marty did not play yesterday. Reynolds had no average at all. Hartnett batted 333. Collins, 333. And Jurgis, 333. So there you have the batting averages for yesterday's game, the first game of the 1938 World Series, which we are bringing you from Wrigley Field. Dizzy Dean has finished his warm-up. The throw has gone out to second base from Gabby Hartnett to Billy Herman. Billy Herman to Jurgis, Jurgis to Hack and back to Dean. And the umpire and back at the plate umpire calls his hottest batter up. The umpires are called back at the plate, Spears at first, Hubbard at second, and Moran is over at third. Crossetti in the batter's box, facing Dizzy Dean. Second game of the 1938 World Series. There's the lineup, and here's the first pitch of this game. Comes in for a strike, but the outside corner came in right at the waist. Strike one. A curveball which came in the waist high, broke over the outside corner of the plate. Says he getting a sign again. Yesterday, the first man up, Crossetti struck out. Let's see what he does today. There's the windup, and here's the next pitch. And Crossetti swings, hits a high fly ball out into left field. Kyle Reynolds goes back near the wall. He's back almost against it and takes the ball for the up. Reynolds playing out of left field, went back almost to the wall out there, about 370 feet away from home plate, and took the ball in his glove as it came down very easily for an up, a high fly. That brings Rudd Rolf up to the plate. Rudd Rolf, the third baseman for the New York Yankees, and the left-hand hitter stepping in the batter's box. So the ball game, of course, is nothing to nothing. The Yankees won yet the first game yesterday by a score of 3-1. There's the windup, and here's the pitch. Ball punched the ball. It's down the first baseline. Diz is going over to cover. Tosses the ball to Collins. He's up. Dean to Collins for the putter. So up and two down. Dean went over, fielded that ball very beautifully, kept running until he overtook the rolling ball, scooped it up with his left hand, tossed it with his left hand to Collins, and he was up at first base. That brings Tommy Henrich up to the plate. He's the right fielder for the New York Yankees and another left-hand hitter. Tommy Henrich stepping in the batter's box. Gabby goes into a touch down there in back of the plate. Here's a sign to Dizzy Dean. Diz watches wind up, and here's the pitch to Henrich, and it's a ball on the inside. He dusts him off a little bit, shoving him away from the plate. It's 4-1. Two down, nobody on the bases. The first half, the first inning. There's a wind up by Diz, the pitch, and it's a strike right over the heart of the plate. Sidearm fastball, which came over their waist side. Ball one and strike on the count. There's a wind up by Diz. Here's the pitch. A slow ball comes in too high for ball two, making the count 2-1. Ball two and strike one to Tommy Henrich. Gabby says something to Dizzy. Dizzy grins. Looks in at Gabby. Got his sign again. There's the windup, and here's the next one. And the ball is hit for a high fly again. This time it's in a short right or left center field. Jaggers is going back. It's getting under it, and he takes the ball. Jaggers goes back and gets under it. Left center field. For the out. No run. No hit. No errors. No one left on the bases. Dizzy Dean has pitched one inning of baseball. He has not allowed a man to get the first base. Going into the last half of the first inning, we're going to have Hack, Herman, and Demley as the first three men up for the Chicago Cubs. Second game of the 1938 World Series between the Cubs and the New York Yankees, coming to you from Wrigley Field, the home of the Cubs in Chicago. First two games will come to you, of course, from Wrigley Field, and the next three will come to you from New York. Hack, the third baseman, is going to be the first man up, batted 750 in yesterday's game. He's the hardest hitter for the Chicago Cubs in the first game of the World Series. Herman, the second man up, batted 250, and Demery, the third man up, did not get a hit in yesterday's ball game and therefore has no batting average. Vernon Lupe Gomez is out there on the mound. He's warming up and throwing them in to Bill Dickey, back of the plate. Dickey, incidentally, had a batting average of 1,000 in yesterday's ball game for the New York Yankees. Gomez, eccentric, Dean eccentric. Hard to pick the one who is more eccentric of these two pitchers. But Gomez is out there on the mound, and he receives the ball from Redwell, the third baseman, and Stanley Hack steps in the batter's box, and the cheer goes up, and this very partisan crowd here, of course, Cubs fans, still are in the ballpark this afternoon. The last half of the first inning. Yankees nothing, and the Cubs nothing, and Stan Hack, the first batter for the Cubs, is up. Gomez getting his sign from Dickey. He has it. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball. Low on the outside, the ball one. Curve ball, which missed the outside corner. Umpire goes back in the plate in today's game. Gomez getting his sign from Dickey. Dickey comes up out of the crotch. There's the windup. And the pitch. It's a strike. It came in shoulder high over the heart of the plate, a fastball. Ball one and strike one to come. 1-1 to Stanley Hack. Gomez getting his sign from Dickey. Dickey comes up out of that crotch again. The windup at the same time. The pitch on the same pitch is thrown in as the first pitch. And it's a ball low on the outside. Ball two, making the count 2-1. The first one was a low curve on the outside. The second one a fastball about shoulder high. And this one, the same as the first one, another low curve ball on the outside. Making the count 2-1 to Stan Hack. Ball two and strike one. Hack, the first batter up for the Cubs. The pitch, the ball is back in left field for the base hit. Hack singles the left field. The ball being taken out there by the left fielder, thrown into second base. It goes in from Selkirk to Gordon. And Hack throws out at first base for the base hit. Hack singled the first time up in yesterday's game. He's doing the same thing today. Back on first base for the first hit of the ball game. That's one hit off Goofy Gomez, pitcher for the New York Yankees. Back is on first base. The batter coming up now is Billy Herman. The batter 250 in yesterday's game. Billy Herman up. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses for a strike. Strike one. Swung on a hard fastball on the outside corner. Ball on the outside corner about shoulder high. Strike one. The count. Stanley Hack down on first base. Herman down on first base. Billy Herman down on first base. Billy Herman, the batter, nobody out. The last half of the first inning, and the Yankees and the Cubs, nothing to nothing. As the scratch, here's the pitch. A ball, wide. Ball one, making the count 1-1. Ball one and strike one to Billy Herman, with Stan Hack down on first. Here's the next pitch from Gomez, and it's high. An outside for the ball. Ball two, making the count 2-1. Ball two and strike one to come. Gomez taking just a bit more time as he pitches to Billy Herman, and when he was pitching those first three to Stanley Hack. Now he's ready, stretches, looks toward first. A very fast delivery, the ball is fouled. Back into the screen, in back of the plate for strike two, making the count 2-2 to Bill Herman. Ball two and strike to the cut. Didn't run evidently, he was on that time because Hack was way down toward second. By the time he found out that the ball had been fouled back into the screen, he's going back to first base. Ball two and strike to the cut to Billy Herman. Nobody out. The last half of the first inning, and Gomez getting his sign from Dickey. Hack is on first base. The stretch and the pitch. A swing and a miss, he strikes him out. Herman goes down, striking out, swinging, and a curveball way outside. That's the first strikeout of the ball game. Three, the pitcher. Herman striking out Billy Herman. And now we have Frank Demery stepping in the batter's box. Demery, a right fielder in today's game, was a left fielder in yesterday's game. Playing right field for the Cubs. Man on first, here's the pitch. And he hit the ball. He hit the base hit. Mack is in the play with the pitch. He's on second. He's throwing down to third. And the play is close, but not close enough. And the ball gets away momentarily from that ball. And Demery goes down to second base. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you again, the crowd was roaring so loud that I didn't want to try to give you the stretch over again until they had sort of settled down. Hack was on first base. Demery singled the right field. Hack rounded second and went right down to third. The throw came in from the right fielder, and it's going to be an error on the third baseman's red ball, which allowed Demery to get down to second base. Demery gets the single and goes to second on the error. Hack is on third. There's only one out, and the batter coming up is Marty. Marty was not in yesterday's game. Well, Marty, as far as the World Series of 1938 is concerned, is an unknown batter. He's stepping in the batter's box, a right-hand hitter, two runners on the bases, one down. Both those runners are in scoring position. It's the last half of the first inning. Sammy Hack on third base, Frankie Demery on second. Gomez starts his windup, and here's the pitch now to Marty. Marty gets a strike. It came in just above the knees and over the heart of the plate, a fastball, but strike one. There's one down, two runners on the bases. Joe Marty is the batter. Caught on him, strike one. The last half of the first inning. Hack on third, Demery on second. The pitch, the ball is fouled into the right field stand. Way back in the lower deck, in back of the Yankee dugout. Goes back about 30 rows in the lower deck. Strike two is the count to Joe Marty. Marty is a right-hand hitter. One of the reasons he's in that lineup today. Cabrera, left-hand hitter, has been taken out. Goes with the left-hand pitcher, pitching for the Yankees. There's the windup, and the next pitch to Marty is a ball way high. It almost got away from Dickey. Like he went up in the air after that one, but he came down with the ball, thereby holding those two runners on the bases. Hack is on third. Demery is on second. Hack single, Demery single, and error sent Demery down to second base. The single has sent Hack to third. Already there's the windup by Gomez. The pitch. On away.
First World Series at bat. Tips up swing. Foul tip to back on ticket. Man. Still 1-2. Joe walked out of batter's box. Instead of bobbing his head in a duck-like motion, just to say, that was the pitch, that was the pitch. We look at him, smoking right down in. Gomez trying to get out of this first inning jam, pitches. A low inside curve at the knees for ball two. And 2-2. That's the sharpest breaking ball that Gomez has thrown so far.
Good morning.
Getting over the plate, right-handed hitter. Swing, bounce it into the dirt right by his feet. The ball rolls foul and is declared dead. Right there in batter's box. Out of the plate. 2-2 to Joe Marty. Gomez looking up into the sky. The sun is breaking through now. It's going to be a grand afternoon as far as the weather's concerned, even though it's pretty chilly. Now the pitch is swung on, fouled back into the netting. The duel continues between the World Series veteran, Lefty Gomez, left-handed mound foul for the New York Yankees, and Joe Marty up for his first World Series at bat. First pitch open. Now two drawn toward left, if they wanted to close on left. Joe takes my back with all three. Gomez is now even with him in 2-2. The count is in his foot. 3-2. Again, his crowd.
It's going against the wall, but it's taken by DiMaggio in a swell play. 1-1 score, Marty is up. That ball is way back against the left field wall, 372 feet away from home plate. DiMaggio went over, played the ball beautifully, just high in the air against the wall, and caught it in his glove. After the catch was made, one run scored as Hack came home from third base for the first run of the ball game, and Demery went down from second to third. So Demery is on third base with two outs. Marty going out to DiMaggio on a beautiful play on the part of that Joe DiMaggio out there in center field. That brings Reynolds up to the plate. Kyle Reynolds, the left fielder. Played in center yesterday and didn't have a base hit is up there in the second game of the World Series. The Cubs leading 1-0 over the New York Yankees. There's the windup and here's the fetch of ball. High on the outside, the ball one. Ball on the gun. Kyle Reynolds is the batter. Gomez gets his sign. There's the windup and here's the pitch. And Reynolds gets a high foul in the right field stand to strike one, making the count 1-1. 1-1 the gun. Kyle Reynolds, the batter, with two out and another run down there on third base for those Cubs.
Cubs and the Yankees playing the second game of the 1938 World Series. The Cubs are leading by a score of 1-0 over the Yankees. Carl Reynolds about it. There's the windup by Gomez, the pitch. And it's a strike over the outside corner for strike two. It came in waist high, making the count 1-2. Ball one and strike two to Reynolds. Camillo's going back and is standing right on the third base cushion. Now he starts taking a little lead off third. Rob is playing back in his regular position. Gomez starts his windup. The next pitch comes into Reynolds. Reynolds hits another ball back into the screen and back of the plate. Count remains 1-2. Ball one and strike two to count to Reynolds. The last time of the first inning with the Cubs leading the Yankees 1-0. Gomez getting a sign. Becky Fox now back of the plate, passes in the sign. He starts a long swinging windup. Here's the pitch. Reynolds swings and misses and strikes out on a change of baseball. A small pitch was came in on the inside. He swings and strikes up. The second strikeout for Gomez. The side is retired in the last half of the first inning with one run,
two hits,
one error, one man left on the base. Gomez has picked one inning, allowed two hits, struck out two men, allowed one run to score. He's got up one error in back of him on the part of his Yankee infield. Ralph getting the error as the throw got away from him there at third base, allowing Denver to go down to second. The scoring committee in favor of the Chicago Cubs over the New York Yankees, and the man, DiMaggio, will be the first man to bat against Lizzy Dean in the second inning of the second game of the 1938 World Series. The New York Yankees won yesterday's game by a score of 3-1 over the Chicago Cubs. Cubs are leading 1-0 at the end of the first inning of the second game. DiMaggio, the center fielder, steps in the batter's box. He batted absolutely nothing yesterday. He had no batting error. Didn't have a hit. DiMaggio's in the batter's box. A right-hand hitter, a powerful hitter. Lizzy Dean stops his windup, and time is called. Time is called as manager McCarthy of the New York Yankees calls attention to one of the umpires that there's a gate open in the wall. And so the umpire down there at first base, Sears, walks over and shuts the gate. Gate is now shut. Manager McCarthy is ready to let the ball game go on. That's one of those things that is covered by a ground rule. That gate must be kept shut, leading into the right field stand. Now we're set again. Lizzy Dean is getting a sign from Gabby all over again. DiMaggio standing in the batter's box is waiting for that first pitch. There's the windup, and here it comes. It's a ball. Wyatt. Ball one. Again, that's side arm delivery. A curve which went right to the plate. Dean starts his windup immediately. Here's the next one. A slow ball thrown right over the back of the plate from DiMaggio for strike one. It came in our right side. Hanging the count 1-1. Ball one and strike one. 1-1 to count. Gabby drops down the back of the plate. Gives this the sign again. Puts that glove up for the target. Here's a slow ball. It's hit out in the left field. Foul. By about 4 feet. Down the left field foul line for strike two, making the count 1-2. You can almost see the seams when that ball is tipped in. It was a very slow one. DiMaggio tried to time himself for it, but Swift still swung a little bit early and fouled the ball down the left field foul line, pulling it down there. Ball one and strike two to count. Go to DiMaggio the batter. There's the windup, and here's the pitch by Dizzy Dean. The ball is hit for a line drive smash over Billy Jagger's head out the left center field. It's going to be a single. DiMaggio pulls up at first base. The ball is fielded by Marty, thrown in to the second baseman, gets by Billy Herman, but it's taken by Collins, who is backing up Herman on the play. So it's a single by DiMaggio out there to left center field. That's the first hit for DiMaggio in the 1938 World Series, and the first hit off Dizzy Dean. Batter coming up there now is Columbia Lou Gehrig, the first baseman for the Yankees. Gehrig up with a man on base, nobody out. There's a stretch by Dean, the pitch, and a ball. Low on the outside for ball one. Ball on the count to Lou Gehrig, a left hand hitter. Dean getting a sign from Cartnett. He has it, looks over at first. Here's a pitch and a ball. Pitched wide and high for ball two. Ball to Lou Gehrig, and the pitchers are starting to warm up down in the bullpen for the Chicago Cubs. Jack Russell and Larry French have gone down in the bullpen to warm up. There's a stretch to look toward first again. The pitch and a swing and a miss by Gehrig. All doing strike on the gun. Gehrig swung and missed. The count on him now is ball two and strike one. Dean standing very complacently out there on the mound, looks over at first base at Joe DiMaggio, who has a pretty good lead off first base. Stretches, looks over his shoulder again at DiMaggio. Here's the pitch, another slow ball comes in there for ball three, high. Making the count 3-1. Ball three and strike one loose. Lou Gehrig, first baseman for the Yankees, and the second man up in the first half of the second inning. The Cubs are leading 1-0 over the Yankees at the present time, but the Yankees have a man on first base with Lou Gehrig up. There's a stretch by Dean. Here's the pitch, it's a ball on the inside and high for ball four, and he walks it. Gehrig goes down to first base, sending DiMaggio down to second. Nobody out, and the batter coming up there now is Dickey. Well, Dickey is coming up to the plate. He batted 1,000 yesterday. And a perfect day at bat in the first game of the 38th series as he batted 1,000 yesterday. Bill Dickey stepping in the batter's box. The catcher for the New York Yankees is another left-hand hitter. Gary got first base. DiMaggio on second. Nobody out in the first half of the second inning. Dickey finally discovers he has the wrong bat. But the Yankee bat boy goes over and gets the bat, and also somebody tosses him a rosin bag. They're looking for the right bat for Dickey now, and it delays the ball game just momentarily. We have two runners on the bases. DiMaggio down on second base. Garrick on first base. Nobody out. The first out of the second inning, and the Cubs are leading 1-0 over the Yankees at the present time. Yanks are putting on the pressure right now in the first half of the second. Dickey coming up to the plate is one of their power hitters. They have two of the power hitters on base, one of whom walked, one of whom single. DiMaggio getting a single to left center. Garrick walking, and Dickey is up. There's a stretch by Dean. The look towards second. The pitch. The ball is hit for a very high fly ball into short left field. Billy Jurgis is going back after it, and Reynolds came in for it, but Jurgis took the ball over the up. Jurgis going back into short left field. DiMaggio held second base, and Garrick held first, of course, on the play. Well, there's one down, two men on the bases. George Selkirk, the left fielder, is coming up, and it's the first half of the second inning, and the Cubs are leading 1-0. Selkirk, the left fielder, and a left-hand hitter, is stepping in the batter's box. Twinkle toes, Selkirk. Dean getting his sign from Hartnett. There's a stretch. The left toward DiMaggio at second and first toward Garrick. The pitch, and it's fouled off to the right of the plate and down toward the Yankee dugout. Fielded down over the bat floor and thrown into the game. It goes for strike one. A new ball is going in. Umpire calls, giving it to Hartnett. Hartnett out to Dizzy Dean. DiMaggio on second base. Garrick on first. Selkirk, the batter, with one away. First half of the second inning. There's a stretch. The left toward second, the pitch. And it's a ball. A little bit wide for ball one. They're going to count 1-1. Ball one and strike one to count. First half of the second inning. Dizzy Dean pitching for the Chicago Cubs. Ruby Gomez pitching for the New York Yankees. The pitch. The ball is hit for a high, tough fly ball into short right field. Dembley is coming in the dead run, but it's being taken by Marty, and the runners hold their bases. Marty saw that the trail into Jurgis, and that shortstop. Jurgis cut off the throw. Marty came in beautifully and took that ball. It was out in the right center field. Hit out there by Selkirk, a high fly. The wind, which is blowing in from center field, held it up, and Marty and Dembley both had to run plenty hard and fast to get under that ball. They were both there, but Marty took it. Both runners holding their bases, so we still have DiMaggio on second base, Garrick on first, two out, and Warden is coming up. Warden had a 500 batting average for yesterday's game. In other words, every other time officially up, he had a base hit. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball. A little bit wide, ball one. Ball on the count. There's the Dean getting a sign from Gabby Hartnett. Two runners around the bases. They're holding it up. They're calling time now for a moment. And Marty is coming in for some sunglasses. Marty is coming in for sunglasses as time is called in the ballgame. Peter, the bat boy for the Cubs, has gone out to take those sunglasses off to Joe Marty. The sun came sweeping through for a moment, but again it's gone behind the cloud. But there's a little bit more blue sky than we saw when the game started today. Clouds seem to be splitting up there. We may have some sunshine before the afternoon is over. There's Dean ready to pitch now to Joe Gordon, the second baseman for the Yankees, who also count a ball on. There are two out, two men on the bases. DiMaggio down in second, and Garrick on first. The pitch, a ball outside and high, a fastball for ball two. Ball two to Captain Gordon. Gordon swings his bat, lots of choice for timing. He has a firmer footing there in the batter's box. Here's the pitch from Dean. The slow ball is fouled back into the screen and back into place for strike one. Dean went through the same motion as he does when he throws a fastball. He seems to catch Gordon off stride a bit. The ball is fouled back into the screen and back into place for a strike, making the count 2-1. Ball two and strike on the goal. Two men on the bases. Marjo down in second, Garrick on first. The pitch, the ball is hit for a high foul into the left field stands. It may go over the upper deck and may fall into the lower. It goes into the upper deck. By the spectators up there, we again have a packed house, of course, out here at Wrigley Field. And now on Gordon is ball two and strike two. Two and two to count. Two up. First half of the second inning, and the Cubs are leading 1-0 over the Yankees at the present time. There's a stretch by Dean. They look towards second and first to pitch, and it's a ball. Wide of the plate by a foot or two. Or ball three, making the count 3-2. Ball three and strike two to count. Now here's that 3-2 pitch again. Dean steps down off the mound. Garrick starts back for first base. But the manager looking around sees that there's nobody to cover second, so he stays in the same spot. He has a lead of about 15 feet. Garrick is off the bag by about the same distance. There's a stretch by Dean. The left toward second and first. The slow ball is thrown in. It's tipped down just to the right of Dean. Jurgis comes in. Fields the ball. It goes right between two of them. Jurgis and Hack. Hack and Jurgis both came after the ball. It goes out of the left field. Two runs are scoring easily. DiMaggio and Garrick both scoring. And he gets down to second base. We don't know whether it's an error or a base hit, but it looks to me as if neither one of those men touched the ball. It's a two-base hit. Gordon has given a two-base hit on a very slow rolling ball, which is hit out to the shortstop. Jurgis came in a mile a minute. Hack was going over after the ball. The two of them collided in the infield, and it goes as a base hit, the ball going by them and rolling out of the short left field. The team was chasing that ball down, but it was taken by Reynolds and thrown in to the infield. He gets a two-base hit, scoring two runs for the Yankees. The Yankees in the lead by a score of 2-1. DiMaggio and Gehrig both scoring. The man up there now is Lefty Goofy Gomez, the pitcher, a left-hand hitter in the first pitch. Is a ball wide, ball one.
Well, that's a bad break in the ball game, but the Yanks took advantage of it.
Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Gomez for strike one, making the count 1-1. The Yankees leading the ball game by a score of 2-1. Payne getting a sign. Here's the next pitch. The ball is hit for a high fly ball into short left center field. Two men are after it, Marty and Reynolds. Reynolds is under the ball. He takes it for the up. Gomez going out to Reynolds out there in left field. Retires the side in the first half of the second inning with two runs, two hits, no errors, one man left on the bases. The Yankees are leading by a score of 2-1 in the ball game. Dean is now a lad. Two hits in the ball game and two runs have scored.
Going into the last half of the second inning, the Yankees have a 2-1 lead in the ball game.
Yankees 2, the Cubs 1, going into the last half of the second. In the last half of the second inning, there will be 333 hitters while the Chicago Cubs coming up in the inning. Hartnett hit 333 yesterday. Collins did the same and Judge is the same. Those three men are the first three to come up in the last half of the second inning. Those are the breaks of baseball. That ball was hit down a slow runner. Nobody should have scored on it ordinarily, but two infielders colliding together. The ball went out past them into left field, allowing two runs to score. The Yankees taking every advantage in the ballgame when they do get the breaks. Yankees leading 2-1 over the Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is coming up to the plate. Gabby steps in the batter's box. Gomez has been warming up. He still wants one more warm-up throw, and he gets it. Then asks for another. Dickey standing back at the plate is catching him in the warm-ups. This one was just a lobbing toss, and the throw goes down from Dickey to second base to Gordon. Gordon over to Cross-Study to Rolfe, and Rolfe to Gomez. Gabby Hartnett stepping in the batter's box. The last half of the second inning, the Yankees leading 2-1. Hartnett is up. Dickey crouches down and back of the plate is giving the sign to Gomez. Gomez goes into a very short windup. Here's the pitch. A ball low on the inside. It came in and almost hit him in the knees. He jumped away from that one. Ball on the count to Gabby Hartnett. Ball on the count to Hartnett. Gomez getting his sign. He has it. Dickey comes up out of the crouch of the pitch. And the ball is hit for a long line smash out the right field. But it's going to be taken by the right fielder easily. Hendricks for the out. Hendricks comes in and takes the ball for the out. It was a line drive smash. That brings Collins, a 333 hitter in yesterday's game, up to the plate. Collins yesterday was batting left-handed against Red Ruffing's right-hand pitching. Today against the left-hander, Gomez, he'll be batting right-handed. Collins is a switch hitter. Here's the first pitch. He gets a strike right over the heart of the plate, strike one. He looked as if he might be going to punt on that first pitch. Red Wall started in on it. Then Gomez gets his sign, winds up. Here's the pitch. A swing and a pole. Off and back of the plate and off the catching mask of Phil Dickey. Goes for strike two to Collins. Collins now has the count of strike two. There's one down. Nobody on the bases. The last half of the second inning and the Yankees leading 2-1 over the Cubs. Collins the batter. There's the windup by Gomez. The pitch. The ball is hit for a grounder. Down off the shoulder of Red Wall. Red Wall finally fielded it. Bounced against his shoulder. Went up in the air about 15 feet. He came in and caught the ball himself. It goes as a base hit for Collins. A single for Collins off the shoulder of Red Wolf. The ball took a bad hop, hit him right in the shoulder, bounced straight up in the air. Red Wolf came in and caught the ball himself. A little ball going about 20 feet in the air, and to put a man on first base, the man up is Jurgis, and Jurgis is a 333 hitter. Here's the first pitch, and he swings and misses for a strike. Strike one. Strike one to Jurgis, a man on first base. Third hit off Gomez in the ball game. Gomez has now allowed three hits. There's one out, the man on first. Jurgis up. Gomez, the left-hander, getting a sign from Bill Dickey. He stretches, looks toward first. Here's the pitch. Judge has got the ball. Wide. Ball one. Making the count 1-1. Ball one and strike on the count. 1-1 the count to Billy Judge. Collins taking a good lead off first base. Here's the pitch from Gomez. The ball is hit on the ground. It's down to Rolfe. It's a slow hopper over to second, over to first base. And they get Collins at second in the fourth play. The ball going from Red Rolfe to Joe Gordon, the second baseman, from Gordon to Gary. But Jurgis was safe at first base. The double play did not work. However, they got one man
Getting Collins at second base to Brett Roth, to Gordon, to second base. And Jerkins is safe in the fielder's choice, and Dizzy Dean is coming up to the plate. Dean is coming up and stepping in the batter's box. A little tough luck in the part of the infield. When they had that collision, put Dizzy Dean in the spot and allowed 2 runs to score for the Yankees. The Yankees are ahead by a score of 2-1 in the ballgame. The last half of the second, a man on first base, 2 down, and Dizzy Dean is up. Here's the first pitch. Dean gets a ball wide, ball one. Ball on the gap to Dizzy Dean. Jerkins down on first base and 2 out, the last half of the second inning. The score 2-1 in favor of the Yankees. Here's the pitch. The ball is fouled back into the screen. Dean taking a full cut of that ball, fouled it back into the screen and back of the plate. Ball a strike. Back in the count, 1-1. Ball one and strike on the count. Donnell's getting a sign from Dickey. Fans out there on the mound. There's a strike for Paul. They look toward first the pitch, and it's a strike. A curveball strike. Slow, easy curve. Much like the kind that Dizzy Dean has been serving up to the Yankees this ballgame. And it goes for strike two, making the count 1-2. Ball one, strike two to Dizzy Dean. Here's the pitch. A fastball. He fouls it off into the screen. The back of the plate. Count remains 1-2. Ball one and strike two to Dean. Jerkins down on first base with 2 out in the last half of the second inning. Yankees leading 2-1 over the Cubs. Yankees 2, Cubs 1. As the stretch, here's the pitch. Dean hits a small ground ball. It's down to Crossetti. Crossetti over to first base. Dean is out at first. From Frankie Crossetti, the shortstop, over to Lou Gehrig at first base. He's out at first to retire the side in the last half of the second with no runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 man left on the bases. Gomez has pitched 2 innings of baseball, allowed 3 hits in the ballgame, struck out 2 men, allowed 1 run to score. Brings to a close 2 innings of play. This broadcast of the World Series game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Yankees is coming to you from Wrigley Field, Chicago. We pause for station identification.